We're going to hopefully finish Hilchos Chanukah, or at least most of it. So we're now up to Siman Tav Resh Ayin Tes. We're going to skip. Tav Resh Ayin Ches. Let's jump to Tes now. The Mechaber writes, Berev Shabbos Malikin Ner Chanukah Tchila V'Achar Kach Ner Shabbos. The halach is that on Erev Shabbos, you light Chanukah first, and then afterwards you light Ner Shabbos. And you say the same brachas you would say on a regular weekday of Chanukah, even though it's still light out, it's before Shkia, this is the Zman to light on Erev Shabbos. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph Ner Chanukah Techila, Kidei Latzeis Das HaYeshomim, the Sri Lehu Dei Alek Shel Shabbos Techila, Kibbul HaShabbos, V'itzar Alem Lacha. To satisfy those opinions who think, the moment you light Ner Shabbos, it's now Shabbos and you can't light Chanukah candles anymore. So in order to satisfy all opinions, we say first light Ner Chanukah and then light Shabbos. Avaro poskim cholkin, as I most argue, usfir who hold de lo talya kabal Shabbos behalakas ner. We don't paskin that way. That's the shita of Bahag. We don't assume lighting the candles means it's Shabbos. Valkein im hidlik shel Shabbos v'lo kibel Shabbos b'machshavaso yachol lehalik achar kach. The person lit the candles and not Shabbos candles and didn't accept Shabbos yet. We would allow him to go ahead or her to go ahead and light Neretz Chanukah. But then he qualifies. That's all true only of men. That depends on their machshava. Aval isha malek is a woman who lights kevin shaminag shemistama mikabel Shabbos b'halakah. So since the common practice is that when she lights it, that's her kabbalah Shabbos. So then in kain lo talik shuv shachanukah, she should not light after lighting Shabbos candles. Ela tomer la'acher lahalik, she could tell someone else, another Jew, to light on her behalf. And that shliach, her husband or someone else, could say the bracha for her. But she can say the brachas of Shasanisim and Shehechianu. What? If the age of the shliach is lighting on her behalf.
He said
the shliach is the first one. She says second and third one. Now it's brought down here the Ben Ishchai that says the pisod a person should always light Neretz Chanukah before, and even though you really can light Neretz Shabbos for men and Neretz Chanukah afterwards, al pisod one really shouldn't switch the order unless he has to for some reason. Then look at the Sifkat and Beis in the Mishnah Berurah Beod Hayom Hagadol. B'davka achar plaga mincha. You can only light it after plaga mincha. Before plaga mincha, that's too early, that will not be good. Now, by the way, that's true also of Shner Shabbos as well. It has happened, people sometimes just don't know the halacha. It's an early Shabbos, things get busy, crazy, they light early, and it wasn't plaga mincha yet, you have to light again. It's Shabbos, it didn't work. And what's plaga mincha? Shehu shah urviya kodem halayla. It's around an hour and a quarter before night. Now this is important to know, that since you're lighting much earlier on Erev Shabbos, you have to put extra oil or a bigger candle so it lasts for 30 minutes after Tzeis. So you're going now from, let's say candles is going to be around 4:18 this week. Okay, so let's say you light at 4:10. Light at 4:10. What? It's 4:10 or so. That is 4:10 is tonight. That's going to be, assuming tonight's Shabbos. She is 28. So candlelighting is 4:10, 18 minutes before that. So you have to have it lit. You want it to be lasting from around 4:10 till Tzeis is 5:13 to 5:45. So it's around an hour and a half or so you need it to last for, at least. Okay. So then the halacha is, so to longer candles. If you don't have enough oil, you don't have long enough candles, at least have one of them last for that period of time. It's best practice if you can, if you're available, if you, you know, could get out of work, if there could be mincha gedola somewhere, to daven mincha earlier and then light afterwards. That is the best practice. Now, let's say a person, they deal with a shah, let's say you don't have a minyan. There's no an earlier mincha gedola around. Now, growing up, We used to have one in Teaneck. They made a special mincha on Chanukah, but it wasn't always available. I'm sure that many communities don't have that availability of having an early mincha, especially in early Shabbos. People are working. So is it better to daven b'yachidus mincha and then light afterwards, or is it better for you to light first and catch the minyan later on? So Rav Yosef says it's better to daven in a minyan. It's not that important of davening beforehand, and therefore daven afterwards, after you lit the candles. Now let's say a person... Okay, let's say a person lit earlier. Let's say it was the first night is Friday night. It's not the case this year, but just because it's interesting. So he lit earlier Erev Shabbos. So it's 24th now, but going to the 25th. He lights a Davin's Mincha afterwards. Should he now be saying Al Hanisim? So it's not technically the 25th yet, but he already lit the candles. So what's the halacha? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says... that one should say Al Hanisim, Rav Yosef Paskin, otherwise you shouldn't say Al Hanisim. So interesting question about whether, you know, Tosefes Shabbos, does that reflect, you know, Neres Chanukah? Because, interesting question. Okay, there's a lot to talk about, not for now, but I see you find it very intriguing. And we'll leave it at that. Yeah. A similar thing as that, right. Okay, let's go weiter now. Let's just skip Taf Resh Pei. It's not so Shaykh Tas, it's talking about lighting outside on Shabbos and lighting behind the door. Let's jump now to Taf Resh Pei Aleph. The halachas of Ein Mavdilin b'Ner Chanukah b'Motzei Shabbos, that you cannot use the Ner Chanukah as your Havdalah candle. So it says the Mechaber b'Motzei Shabbos Ein Mavdilin b'Ner Chanukah Shein Nehanin La'ora. We know already before that you can't get Hana from Ner Chanukah, so you shouldn't use it for the Havdalah candle. Vein Mevarchin Al Haner Ad She'yosu La'ora. The halacha is that you're supposed to get Hana from the Havdalah candle. So if you have to do that to the Havdalah candle, you can't do that to the Ner Chanukah. That would be an Isser Hana. Now that's, of course, the big machlokas about what the nature is of, as a side point, of Havdalah candle. What's the point? So Pashup Shad is, it's about getting Hana. And that's why only after saying the bracha, it's like a Birchas Hananin, so then you could look at it. But there are a number of Rishonim who hold that really the Eish on Motzei Shabbos is not a Birchas Hananin, but really a Birchas HaShevach. It's a celebration of the birthday of Eish, that Motzei Shabbos, Adam created fire. So we're celebrating that on a weekly basis, the creation of Eish, and it's more of a Birchas HaShevach. Now, Birchas HaShevach, you only say after experiencing that Shevach. So you only say on the thunder after hearing thunder, only after seeing lightning. So that's why some will first, in my house, what I do is I first look at my nails, say the bracha in case it's a birchas shevach, and then after the bracha, I'll look at it a second time in case it's a birchas anenim. I didn't make this up. It's brought down in poskim. Some do that. It's a chumrah. So anyways, but the pashup shot is it's about hana. So since you can't get hana from Neres Chanukah, so then you can't use the Neres Chanukah for your Havdalah candle. Okay, now what you can do, again, I doubt anyone's going to do this. There is an Indian, though. Look at the Mishavura Sifkat and Aleph, Ein Malik, Ein Mavdilin, B'ner Chanukah. He writes, wrote to Lomar, Shim Beirach Tchila Al Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, Ein Lahavdilem Acharkach. Right? If you light Chanukah first, you can't use it for Havdalah. Mitam Nakasa B'Shulchan Aruch. Aval, what you can do is, Yachal Levarach Tchila Al Ner Chanukah, Lavdalah Ul Chabosa. You could use a Chanukah candle for your Havdalah candle first. Don't say the bracha of Neres Chanukah. Use it for your Havdalah candle, and then put it out, and then lachzer la'alik l'mitzvos Neres Chanukah, and then use it again, to now you could use it for your Neres Chanukah. So let's say you have a double wick, in Nechanam, yeah, put two together, yeah, or have a use a Havdalah candle for your Neres Chanukah candle. Well, you get around that problem easily. It's a Medura, right. So, the adiv tvei, even though you really can't use a Madura for a Chanukah candle, but it's not a real Madura. Two wicks is not a Madura to disqualify Neres Chanukah. But it is a Madura good enough for a Havdalah candle. Yeah. The adiv tvei, it's better, l'mabed hachi, it's actually better to do this way, to use the candle first for Havdalah, and then for Neres Chanukah, because there's a concept called the chaven d'avid ba mitzvah chada, the avid ba mitzvah acharisa. One to use it for one mitzvah, use it for another mitzvah. This is a concept that the Gemara itself uses. Anyone know where the Gemara uses this concept? What? Masa ba mitzvah? No? Oh, that the Mishabur brings down about using it for burning the fire. The Gemara itself brings it down when it's talking about eating the Erev Tafshilin for Shal Shudis. It's brought down in the Gemara. I think it's referring to that. And to want to use it for the mitzvah, use it for Shal Shudis. Eat it. because once you use it for the mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin, use it to make the mitzvah of Shal Shittis as well. The Mishnah Berurah invokes this a number of times. He quotes a Ma'aril in Hilchas Tzitzis that Tzitzis string snaps. So use it for a bookmark. Use it for one mitzvah, use it for another mitzvah. So we have this come up many times. So the same here. Use it for Havdalah candle, and then use it for Neres Chanukah. Okay. Now, sorry, I skipped a line there. Ella Kavan, the Kaimalan Dilacher, Puka Yoma Adiv Tvay, since we paskin, it's better to actually delay the ending of Shabbos, meaning make Havdalah after Chanukah, so then you can switch around the order. You can't use first Ner Chanukah first and then Havdalah, so this Eta doesn't really work out well. Now let's go back up top in the Mechaber Sif Beis. Marlikin Ner Chanukah Bebeis Knesset, Kodem Havdalah. You light Ner Chanukah in the shul before you say Havdalah. We don't say Havdalah here. The Rama writes, V'cholzer Kain Bebeiso, Shemalik V'acharkach Mavdil, Sherei Kfar Hivdil Bebeis Knesset. So the reason is not shaykh for us, but he does say at home, you should first light Ner Chanukah and then Havdalah, because we already were Yotze Havdalah in the shul. That's what the reasoning of the Rama. Look what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Beis, Kodem Havdalah. The after mitzvah Havdalah Tadira, even though Havdalah comes more frequently, it comes 50 times a year, and Chanukah is only once a year for 8 days. So long as you could delay Havdalah as much as possible, that's better. That's based on the Gemara in, anyone know where the Gemara is? Lapuka Yoma Mapika Kinan or something like that? Anyone know where the Gemara is? Arei Psachim, it talks about there, that delaying the Havdalah. It talks about it in Yaknahaz. And the Yaknahaz, it says, we say, I think that's the context, we say Havdalah later, we try to push off Havdalah as much as possible. The Gamba Laka Yesh Pershumanisa, on the other hand, not only do we want to delay Havdalah, but we also want to bring in Neres Chanukah sooner, because the big Indian of Pershumanisa. So that's why Neres Chanukah comes first. Vim Shachach Atachonantanu. Atachon Tanu really ends the Shabbos. You haven't fulfilled your mitzvah of Avdala yet, but it does end Shabbos in that you could do Mulach at this point on. Yomar Hamavdu Ben Kor Shechol, just say that phrase, and V'charkach Yalik, by saying Hamavdu Ben Kor Shechol, that's your acknowledgement that Shabbos is over, and then later on you could say the real Havdala. V'charkach Omen V'yitain Lecha, V'charkach Mavdilin. Okay, those who say V'yitain Lecha. And then the Sifkat and Gimel says the Mishnah Berurah, V'kol Shkem Beiso Sharei Kfar Hivdil. So certainly in the house. So wrote to Lomar, Kfar Shama Havdalah. We don't have this, we don't hear Havdalah in Shul. Udvar Mugamgam, there seems to be a little bit of confusion in the words of the Ramah. The Halonis Kavin Latzeis Be'Havdalah Shashliach Sibar Shishama Beis Knesses. Even if you have Havdalah in Shul, no one's listening to it to be Yotze. Sevida, the Taz Ve'od Kama Achronim Shomdim Vishitaso Pligi Al Ikadino Shamachaber Ve'Ramah. They argue, Usvir lahu the mitzvah of Havdalah kodemes l'ner Chanukah mishum duhi tadir. They argue, and say Havdalah should come first because it's tadir. Vayimi behalacha sheivenu diyesh b'zedeus b'nahir rishonim. It's a big machlokus amongst the rishonim. Valkein v'beis knesses ein l'shanos haminag shenagu b'yisrael l'halik mikodem l'achakach hivdil. Whatever practices in shul keep that, which is typically that they say Havdalah first. Rather they light Neres Chanukah first. And Rabbias David Kamar Avid Kamar Kavid. However you do is fine. Either way, so he doesn't paskin what to do. You could do either way. So I think most houses do Havdalah first, and then there's Chanukah. But again, either way, whatever you're doing, it's up to you, up to your minhag of the family. They bring down here in the back. I'm not going to go through it, but they go through a whole long discussion here of the different shitas of who holds what. Okay. Let's now go a little further. Let's go now to Sif Taf Resh Pei Beis Din Al Hanisim B'Chanukah. This is, I'm actually talking about this on Sunday, but we'll do a little overview right now. Shulchan Aruch writes, Kol Shmonas Yimei Chanukah Omer Al Hanisim. You say Al Hanisim all 8 days. Bebirkas Hamazon, Bebirkas Haaretz in benching. After Val Hakol, after Nodel Chab before Al Hakol. Ubatfila Bebirkas Modim. That's when we say it, as we all know. And then he says, "V'im lo amar ein machzir n'oso." If you don't say it, you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Ev ein leil simin reish tzadi dalad siv dalad v'hei. U'miu im nizkar be'oso bracha. If you remember during that bracha, kol zman shelo hizkir. It's a shame. So long as you didn't say the shame Hashem yet, afilu nizkar bein ata l'Hashem. You said baruch ata. If you didn't say Hashem yet, choja, you could go back and say al nisim and then repeat that paragraph of benching or Shmoneh Esrei. The yeshomim says the Rama. If you forgot it during benching,
so
So this interesting question that the Chachma Shlomo asks here, which again, those who want to hear it on Sunday, I'll give you the answer. I'll just leave you with the question now. The question is, how could you ask for a nes? Harachamanu yasalanu nisim, there's a klal, you can't ask for a tefillah shav. What's a tefillah shav? The Mishnah Brachos says, let's say the wife is pregnant, very pregnant, and the gender already is decided. We don't know what it is necessarily. Sometimes we could know what it is. You can't daven, I want this child to be a boy, because it might be a girl. So in essence, you're davening for a nes to happen, and you're not allowed to daven for nisim, and there are many other rayas for this. So how could you say, harachaman, we're asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu to do a nes for us, like you did in the times of Matisyahu? That's a question that the Chachma Shlomo and the Tevor Shor ask, among many other achronim, and a number of different interesting answers are offered. Let's do Siv Beis now. The Mechaber writes, Gam b'musaf shel Shabbos v'shel Rosh Chodesh. What? No, we're thanking Hashem, but we're not asking Hashem. That's thanking Hashem. The Harachman is a request.
Right. I'm saying, yeah. I see that the miracles happening every
day. That's fine, but that's okay to acknowledge them, but you can't ask for miracles. So the Mechaber then writes in Siv Beis, Gam b'musaf shel Shabbos v'shel Rosh Chodesh tzarech lahazkir shel Chanukah v'yaf al pi shein musaf b'chanukah. When Rosh Chodesh happens, or Shabbos Chanukah, even though it's the Shabbos, the Musaf isn't unique to Chanukah, we saw in the Gemara that we paskin that you do say Al Hanisim in the context of those tefillas. Okay, sorry. The Mishnah Berurah just pointed out that we don't say Al Hanisim in the main Shalosh. In Al Michi we do not say it, and a number of different reasons and explanations are brought down. One explanation is that it was meant to be said only in the context of a Birchas Hodah. There is no Birchas Hodah in the main Shalosh, according to some. But again, there are, like, I think, four or five different reasons why we don't say it. Let's go now to the Sifkat and Gimel. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah for a moment. He says, Ein Machzirin also, if you forget Al Hanisim, you don't repeat the Shmon Esrei, the Lav, the Raisin, Inu, the Koi, Atfila, Vav, Birchas Hamazon. Both for Shmon Esrei and for benching, we don't repeat it if you didn't say Al Hanisim. Vein chilek bebirkas amazon bein bechol bein b'shabbos v'chanukah. Some argue after bruchach lechol mitad shu shabbos mikomakom eino chozer b'shvil al hanisim dechanukah. If you forgot Chanukah, you don't repeat it on Shabbos. Now this is argued about the she'iltos. There's a sheet of the she'iltos that holds that even though normally you don't repeat it, if Chanukah or when Chanukah falls out on Shabbos and then you forget al hanisim, he thinks you actually should repeat it. Because Shabbos, when it's a chiv to eat a Shabbos meal, that becomes a chiv to eat a Chanukah meal as well. They come together, and you would have to repeat it if you missed it. But the most poskim, we see clearly, Mishnah Berurah argues that we don't hold that way. If you forgot Chanukah on Shabbos, you would not have to repeat it. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Dalad, Kishimagila Harachaman, that's referring to benching, there's a special Harachman you say, if you forgot it, V'huadin, he says, Shiyomer came betfila, achar gemar tfila, you could say the same thing, and you should say the same thing if you've forgotten Shmon Esrei. The problem is, many benchers and sitters don't have the Harachaman. It could be the Arshkol does have it, but the typical bencher does not have an Harachaman if you forgot it. So if you can remember this, that's great. Remember to say it. But if you don't remember to say it, so try to memorize this Harachaman. Okay, let's just do one last simon here, the Tafresh Pei Gimel. And then we'll call it a night. The Mechaber writes, Kol Shmonas Yimei Chanukah Gomrim Es HaHalel. We finish Halel every night of Chanukah. V'chol Shmonas Yimei Chanukah Ein Omrim Tachnun V'tzidkat Tzedek L'mana Tzeach V'tzidek Adin Gam Be'er V'Chanukah V'mincha. We don't say these things because these are days of somewhat of a Yom Tov. Okay, so we will stop here. The rest is about Kriyas HaTorah. It's just kind of read through it if you want. It's pretty standard. Okay, so we'll stop here. Now, Mi'utz Hashem, after Chanukah, at some point, now we'll send out an email. We'll pick up with some halachas in Yeridaya.